السيد نائب الرئيس يطيب لي
Vice President, it is a pleasure for me on behalf of my delegation to greet you and thank the Special Rapporteur on the rights to freedom of peaceful assembly and association. Sudan attaches particular interest to this right in legislative and practical terms and has devoted state language to conserve human dignity as well as the promotion of fundamental rights and human rights. This is enshrined in the constitution between the transitional period between in Articles 58, paragraphs 2 and 3 of Article 42 also. Sir, whilst we reassert our country's commitment to the freedom of peaceful assembly and expression, it must be recalled that the definition of the right to peaceful assembly is not that clear, because quite often it is marked by infringements to public law. Mandate holders must also take this into account and must be specific and must obtain their information from credible sources. Sir, the state has taken a number of measures to ensure this and guarantee this right to civil society. It has well-determined procedures and policies as well as measures by adopting a common approach on the basis of consultation in order to allow the activities of civil society, such as the 2006 law and the 2006 governing the registration of civil society organizations, governing also activities in the humanitarian sphere with concerned partners. These measures have created a positive, conducive environment and allowed for the multiplication of organizations registered who are active in the humanitarian sphere. Partnerships have also been forged. The President interrupts the speaker.
شكرا السيد نائب الرئيس.